while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
When Pastor Deji called me and said, and what he said to you about the way he felt when we first met is the same thing. And we did not speak. And then later we realized that we actually came from the same church in Nigeria. The same Baptist church. We were baptized in the same church. That was ages ago. So God has a way of orchestrating things. Amen. And because we're people of God, sometimes you don't understand it. Just wait. It would get clearer. Hallelujah. So as when Pastor Deji called me and said, you know, you would want, Pastor Bola, would you come and minister? Immediately I said yes. Immediately, because I just had a yes in my spirit. And then shortly after that, the Lord gave me the word, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay. Lord, this is still in a month's time or so. I already have the word. You know, I'm going to listen out. And then as events start to unveil, it became clearer and clearer. Amen? So I want to speak to us about, we call him Thomas the Doubter. I don't want to call him Thomas the Doubter. I want to call him Thomas the one that is skeptical. Many a times in our lives, we are in that position. We are skeptical. We're not very sure. We have our questions. And if we are saying that because Thomas is a doubter, we want to just, you know, what he did was wrong and all of that, then we are liars. Because we found ourselves in that position many a times. When we've had a little bit of doubt here and there. When we did not really know how everything is going to turn out. We just don't know. Hallelujah. But I know that we have learned to trust God. So if you open your Bibles with me very quickly, and we're going to, I love the fact that we use the Bible here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you open to John, St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, and we're just going to read. Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to speak to us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's been speaking already through the service. I've been greatly blessed by the ladies that have led the service so far. I have been so, so blessed. I've even taken notes. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read from verse 1. I know it's Easter time, but the Lord gave this way before this time. It says, the fourth day of the week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mary Magdalene came. Hallelujah. When it was yet dark, it came to the tomb of Jesus Christ. Then she runs and she comes to Simon Peter, because he just wasn't there. So Simon Peter and the other disciples that he loved, and he said unto them, they have taken him away. They have taken him out of his tomb. They have taken out of his sepulchre. Verse 3. Peter therefore went forth and all the disciples, and they came to the sepulchre. Verse 4 now. They both ran together, and the other disciples did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. Let me just say what the Lord said to me here in this one. They both started running together. They were at the same starting point, but they were running on different speeds. The speed of one is not the same as the other. Amen? You may be running together with someone. Your speed might be faster, it might be slower. God has given to you accordingly. Amen. Hallelujah. When they started together, but one speed was more than the other. There is a speed that's been set for each and every one of us. The moment we feel as though we have outlive that speed, when we ask God, he gives us more speed. When I say speed, I mean progress. Amen? When I say speed, I mean progress. He just gives us, because the Bible says they started at the same point together, but one outrun the others. Obviously, one was doing what the other wasn't doing. Amen? So let's do that. Let's go. Verse 5 down. And he stooped down, and he looked in and saw the linen cloths lying there yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yet, went he is not there. Jesus was not there anymore. Verse 6. Then Simon Peter, hallelujah, following him, went into the sepulchre and see that the linen cloth has just been there, just folded. And the napkins were about, the one that was by his head was laying there. It was all wrapped up together in a place by itself. 8. Then they went in also, the other disciple, which is the one that was with Peter, yes? And he saw and he believed. He saw and he believed. He saw that Jesus wasn't there and he believed. What did he believe? At that time, they didn't know that Jesus was going to resurrect. What did he believe? He believed that something was about to happen. He believed that the Son of God that walked amongst them couldn't have gone just like that. But he did not know what was about to happen. You see, expectation is a very great thing. The Bible says the expectations of the righteous shall never be disappointed. Don't let anyone kill or dampen your expectation. Keep dreaming, keep expecting, amen? He believed. How can you didn't know the full picture yet, and yet you believe. You believed in what? You believed that there has to be more. There's got to be more than this. There's got to be something else. Something else is coming, but I don't know what it is. And it's okay not to know, because he knows. And he will speak. And as we listen, hallelujah, we will get the understanding. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm fast reading these verses because this is actually not the verse I was going to. So we're not quite there yet. So where did I stop? I stopped at... Okay, thank you. 8. Hallelujah. Now 9. For as yet they knew what? I love the Bible, you know, it just explains it. Can you see 9? It says, as yet they knew what? They knew not that he was going to what? Okay. Then the disciples went away again unto their own homes. But Mary stood at the sepulchre weeping. She wouldn't go. Sometimes God wants us to just be like that. Just don't leave his presence. No matter what you're going through, just stay there. All the answer that you need, all the answer that we need is in his presence. I didn't mean to say this, but it came to mind, I'm going to say it. Many years ago, I don't know, I think, I can't remember now, in the early 20s, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, which means my weight was then less than a size 8 and my hair fell off completely. And I didn't know what was going on. I just could continue to pray, but I did not stop doing what the Lord will have us do on the mission field. Couldn't drive, just pains and needles every time, hands aching, everything painful. But God healed me because he said, I will heal you whilst you continue to do what I ask you to do. So you don't need to have the whole picture. You don't need to know everything. We have the Holy Spirit. We have a God that loves us so dearly. So Mary stood there and she just refused to leave that place. I want to encourage you, please, no matter what happens, hallelujah, no matter what you may be going through, decide, make up your mind that you will never leave that place. Even when you do the wrong things, don't leave. Don't condemn yourself. Seek grace and mercy from God. Amen. So I read on at this point, actually, I'm supposed to jump now to verse 14. So I'll go to 14. So we're still talking about Mary, amen? So when Mary had what? Said that she turned herself back and she saw Jesus standing there. And she didn't know that that was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, woman, why are you weeping? What are you seeking for? What are you seeking for? One of the scriptures that we use in our quiz today is to seek God. When we seek him, we will find him. What are you seeking for? What are you looking for? Keep seeking through the lens of the Heavenly Father and you will find him. Amen? So supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if you have taken him, just tell me where you've taken my master. Where have you taken him? I just want to see him. You've taken my lover. I just want to see him. Tell me where he is. Are we seeking God in this way? Are we surrendering, just leaving everything and say, Lord, I'm going to seek after you. I tell you, the Bible says that those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. When we chase after God, wonders happen. Not just in our lives, but in the lives of everyone around us. Amen. Okay. So now I'm in 16, yes? Okay. Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself and she said unto him, Rabboni. Oh, so the previous verse, she didn't know that was him. What changed within this verse and the other verse now that she recognized that that's Jesus? Jesus decided to reveal himself. I pray that God will reveal himself to you in ways that you never imagined, in ways that you never even thought was possible. That I pray. Thank you, Lord. 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Amen. Don't touch me yet. Jesus is taking time out. He's supposed to, he would descend, it's also one that we're saying, yes. So he's supposed to be going straight to the Father, but he had a stopover. His disciples were discouraged. So he decided to have a stopover. God loves having stopover by us. Remember the woman at the well. Jesus had a stopover and met her right there. This time he realized that these disciples have been broken. They're discouraged. They have seen their master flogged on the streets. They have seen their master beaten and spat at. They have seen Jesus paraded. They've seen all of this. No matter how strong your faith, you're going to say, Lord, why? What is going on? God will have a stopover by you. And you will be able to host his presence. You will not let him go. Even if it's a stopover, you will tarry with him. You will sit with him. You will suckle with him. You will enjoy the warmth of his embrace. All these things we're saying is not just a kind of like a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. To enjoy a hug from God, it means that for God to have mercy upon us and to come through over that situation. To enjoy the warmth of God's embrace means that God to heal that situation that's been bothering us for so long and the doctors don't even know what to do. He loves doing that to us, for us. I believe in miracles. He loves doing that for us. Because so many times you're turning here and there and nothing is happening. So I'm getting to, can you believe that we're actually going to 19 to something? But we're almost there. Amen? We're almost there. So where did I reach again? This is how I test if you're coming. I've just done 17. So now 18. Okay? So it's okay now to just jump straight to 19. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the what? Of the week, like today. Hallelujah. When the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, for fears of those that persecuted Jesus. Because if they can come for your master, then they can come for you. If they can come for my master, then they can come for me. So they had this fear. They have seen Jesus wrought miracles. They've had this amazing over 3 years going from place to place. They've seen him raise the dead. They've seen him open the eyes of the blind. They've seen him make the lame walk. And now they've also seen him being paraded and being beaten and being flogged and being crucified. Are you with me, church? Are you with me, church? Yes. Hallelujah. I'm trying to read my note, but I'm drawn back to the Bible because I made just a little note.
I'm drawn back to the Bible. So that day, the doors were shut. Sometimes when we go through things, we close the door of our hearts. But God has a way of still penetrating through it. Because he knows the depth of what we are going through. I like to use we a lot when I'm preaching. Because to say you is like you're training that people. We all go through stuff. Hallelujah. So they shut the door. But Jesus just went against all odds. Didn't use the door and just presented himself in the midst of them in the room. You thought all was lost, nothing good could happen, and yet Jesus showed up. Jesus will show up for you. Jesus will show up for us every single time. In the midst of that pain, I guarantee you that Jesus is showing up. I pray that you will be able to spend time to take that in. Because if you can take enough of that in, if we take enough of that in, then we'll have the strength to keep going. We're talking about Thomas that we're saying is the doubter. The only difference between him and the disciples is that they stood there, but the doors were still locked. They're not on the street anymore. So they had fear. Okay? Sometimes fear will come in. But I want to tell you that God will penetrate through that fear. And your hope will rise again in Jesus' name. For the fears of them, Jesus stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Basically, don't worry, I am here. You are not alone. I haven't left. I am still here with you. This is me. And he showed them his hands. And he showed them his sides. And he said, this is me. Whenever you hear the stillness of the voice of assurance from God, he's telling you, I am here. He's telling me, I am here. He's telling that, look, I am with you. I know that we go through things sometimes and the enemy wants us to just focus on that. Or we want to focus on that. It's not healthy to focus on that. We've got to remember that our Redeemer liveth. So he said, peace unto you. Your heart has been broken. Your mind is troubled. I have come to restore your peace, says the Lord. I have come to bring, to give you back what they are taking from you. That confidence that you had when I was there with you and we were going from place to place, to the point that you, Peter, you were able to cut off the ears of a centurion soldier. You had so much confidence, but now the doors are locked because of the challenges. I pray that not only with your faith and your hope rise again, your boldness will come forth. People will see it. It will not just be something that you talk about. Your boldness and your confidence in Christ will be visible. And everything in your life and in my life and in our lives will point to God. That he is good. And that his mercies really does endure forever. So that's the first thing I call this the 5 G's. That's one of the, that's the, this is the G1. Peace, I am here. Yes, you're seeking employment, I am here. I am working it out. You have question about that child, I am here. I'm working it out for you. It's going to be, you're going to be fine. I like that. This is the day the Lord has made. Regardless, we rejoice and we're glad in it. The Bible says we should not be like those that don't know God or that don't have God. Amen. So 20 now, he said, and when he had what? When he had said to, he showed what? He showed unto them his hands and his side. And the disciples were glad. God will give you an evidence that he is with you. God will let you know that he is with you. You will have a tangible proof in that situation. I know that so many things are going on right now. Even, yeah, anyway, I'll speak to my friend later. Just know that God is here. God is on his throne. He hasn't vacated it. God is still with us. Amen? And because he's with us, we know it's going to, like he says, end in praise. It's going to end in victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We believe that he will end in victory. 21. Then Jesus said unto them, that's this is Jesus 3. Again, peace be unto you. As my Father have sent me, even though I sent you. So you have gone through a time of hiding away. We've gone through a time of hiding away. Trust me, I know how to hide away. Yeah, you've gone through a time of hiding away, and God is saying to you now, the one that has called me has given me authority. I have called you as well. As he has sent me, I have sent you. There is job to do, things to do in your marketplace, in the church, on the streets. I'm so delighted. You have no idea, because I have a missionary I'm calling to see that there's going to be knocking on doors and the outreach is going on. I'm so, so happy. Amen. There's work to be done. Many a times, the trials will come because of where God is taking us. It's called attestation of faith. To see if you're going to buckle or you're going to keep going. To see if you're going to stop or you're going to keep holding on. Knowing that when you cannot carry yourself anymore, he will carry you. He says he's given his angels charge over us to bear us on their wings. Lest we dash our foot against the stone. Because we'll go through it. Sometimes we can't carry ourselves anymore. But guess what? God made provision for that too. He's got contingency plans everywhere. Sometimes you can't pray. The Bible says Jesus Christ is standing in the right hand of God in majesty on high. What is it doing? It's making intercession on our behalf. He's praying for us. He's praying for you. He's praying for me. He's wiping out, and he said it, our tears he bottles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where did I reach? You see, it's best for me to stick to this because, I please signal if I'm going beyond my time, please. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said, so I have sent you. Sometimes when these things happen, they have come to question that calling. They have come to question that assignment. I mean, the choir, you can tell, it can't be easy to be coming to practice. But you've got to push. The band is not easy, but you've got to push. We've got to set our priorities straight. Because God has sent us on this mission. 22. And when he had said this, I love this. I love what Jesus did here. Imagine we're in our lowest of lowest, and Jesus comes and he just breathed his breath upon us again. Is he on the screen? Yes. 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 And when he had said it, he did what? Breathe his breath on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the ability to do what you cannot do before. Receive the grace to overcome. Receive the insight to be able to keep holding on. Not in a stagnant position, but moving forward. Against all odds, pushing. Another fresh breath. He gave of himself to his disciples. Are we Jesus' disciples? Okay. So he saw everything we've been going through in our life. He knows about it. Everything, even the darkest of the darkest, he knows everything. And the Bible tells us over and over again, how did he locate them? How was he able to locate his disciples? He knew where they were. And he knew the doors were shut. And he knew that, the Bible did not say they're praying. He knew they needed to see him. You will see Jesus high and lifted up. You will see Jesus show up for you. We will see him go out of his way to meet with us again and again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, he gave the Holy Spirit a refreshing, a refining, an encounter. That's what they're having. They're having an encounter with God. They have, why? Because they waited. They did not scatter. Each of them had gifts. Each of us here, we have gifts. Our gifts, yes, have been given to us by God, but it's not meant to work in isolation. We all need to work together. Amen. 23. Whosoever sins you forgive will be forgiven. Whosoever sins you do not forgive will not be forgiven. That's authority. He gave us authority. He gave you authority. Whatever it is cannot overpower you. You have the authority to push back. And you have pastors that will listen. And we have a good shepherd. The shepherd of our soul, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whoever, any, whatever you've done. Basically, this is literally taking us back to the word of God that says to us that whatever we bind on earth, we bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth, we'll be losing in heaven. That's just come on. Don't look at what the situation, what you're feeling right now. You've got so much more in the inside of you, church. We've got so much more in the inside of us. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do we believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still believe that. We still believe that, otherwise we wouldn't even be here. And we are grateful that God has given us everything that we need. So this is where I'm going. This is my friend, Mr. Thomas. Do you know that when Lord God gave me that, I actually forgot that my surname was Thomas. Maybe if I remember that my surname was, maybe I would have, you know, wanted, but and later I'm like, wow, okay. So you can imagine how my husband will feel as well. Like, he's Mr. Thomas, and I'm saying Thomas, you know. Amen. Amen. Thomas, the skeptic one. Now his name is going to change to Thomas, the honest one. You have to be honest. 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Let me pause there for a little bit. There are some people that will not be there when you're having an encounter with God. There were people that were not there when God came through for you. There were people that were not there when you went through that situation and you see God show up. Please don't let them limit how you praise God. Don't let them belittle what God has done in your life. You know, you come to church some days and the glory and the power of God come down so mightily. Please don't allow those that were not there on that day to be the one to drag you back. Because you've had an encounter that they haven't. Are you with me, church? Are you with me, church?
Yes.
My testimonies, my breakthroughs are what I hold on to. And nobody can take that from me. Because if God hadn't come true for me, if God hadn't come true for you, where would we be? Where would we be today? Let's move forward very quickly. So, yes, Thomas wasn't there. 25. The other disciples, they said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see his hands and his sight. Listen, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I need to feel him for my own self. Okay, you see him. Did you touch his hand? You didn't do any of that. Me, I don't just want to see. I need to touch the side where they pierced him. I need to be able to put my hand in the place where they nailed this. I want to be able to not just see. I've got to feel it. You all know that we're all very different, yeah? Some of us are very visual. Some of us are very good with memory. Some of us, we see things in picture. Yes? So we can't condemn him. That's where God made him. God will do that. So he said, okay, oh, you've seen it. All right, good for you. But I'm not going to, I need to. I love God. How many of you love Jesus? How many of us here love Jesus? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I love Jesus. Jesus heard what Thomas was saying. That, oh, baby, you're doubting. Oh, You didn't believe the reports of your fellow disciples. Oh, okay. For you, I will come again. For you, I will show up again. For you, I'll reveal myself again. For you, I will go extra mile. Even though you're not deserving of it. Yet I will do it. Praise God. Praise God. And Jesus came through for Thomas. And Thomas felt the nail-pierced hand. Thomas felt the side. I want to leave this with you as I finish. That, I haven't even read my note. I want to leave this with you. Each time you see a miracle, that's you putting your finger in the near-pierced hand of Jesus Christ. Each time you see an answered prayer, thus you feel in the wound on his side. That's what the Lord said to tell you. That each time that you think you've come to the end of the road, and yet you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you see like somebody is walking with you, holding you and leading you and guiding you. He said, yes, you have seen the pierced on my side. You have seen the nails in my hand. Each time when doctors say to you that, that's it. And you see, God came through. Because guess what? The hypothyroidism that they said that I had, they didn't have to treat me for it. God healed me. It did. I didn't get any treatment for it. Each time you've handled this miracle, you've seen his breakthrough. That is you. It will go through any length. So if you need to touch again, it's right beside you. Hallelujah. It's right beside you. So you hold on to your testimony of Jesus. Because there's so many out there that want to paint the church this way, that way. Unless you're holding on to your testimony of who Jesus is, it becomes difficult to stand.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.